What's going on, Wildcat Nation? The Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition here on, finally made it somehow, at least I'm talking to myself, to this Friday. Oh man, January 21st, 2022, Eddie Greer for another edition of the PPPD of the podcast. K-State Athletics, Kansas State Wildcats, the K-State University campus in Manhattan, Kansas, which where I am at currently, or where I reside at here still. So, continuing on the basketball theme, recapping what happened on Wednesday night, and huge sigh of relief here, because the women did win. They did win. That is the good news there, but they almost blew a big 16-point advantage. They built up toward the end of the first half there, but managed to hold off KU. Furious rally, especially in the fourth quarter there. I really thought that was going to get really hairy there. But the main thing, though, is K-State women get the victory, get the dub in their Sunflower Showdown Part 1 in Bramlage the other night on Wednesday night. 69-61 there in the game there. Yes, that fourth quarter, that was really, really concerning there when KU tied it on a three with less than 4 minutes to go in the game there. They traded buckets there, and then K-State got stops when they needed to and pulled out the victory right there as well. Coach Jeff Mitty in his presser the other night saying, quote, "I am proud of our group for regrouping," because a lot of times you don't do that. Unlike last year's team, yeah. As stated on this podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden on the weekly edition, which, by the way, expect episode 83 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly to come out later on, later on this afternoon towards the early evening part of your day. So be out on lookout for that. Yeah, definitely. Last year's team, I don't think they get that done. I think they lose composure. They lose that game. I mean, you want to be really honest. I mean, that's what we saw last year. You get K-State building these leads. I mean, if you've heard us talk, if you've been following along on this podcast, going back to last winter, yeah, they would blow these leads, and you're done. They would stick a fork in the K-State ladies. They are done. But this group somehow, by the way, coming off of two losses back-to-back for the first time all year long to conference foes Iowa State, and then laid an egg against Texas Tech. And, oh, by the way, Iowa State lost the other night, so K-State's win brings them within one of the conference lead, and they welcome in the co-leaders, Oklahoma, 14th in the country, this weekend. I think that's a Sunday afternoon tip, if my memory is not mistaken there. And then, just to finish up Mitty's, one of his quotes, I think Yoki, talking about Ayoka, really carried us in that stretch and hit two big turnaround shots, tough turnaround shots against a really good defender. And I think we were able to take a deep breath and relax a little bit and finish up. They did that by knocking down their free throws. Serena Sundell did that. Emily Ebert did that as well, knocking down a few of their free throws late to close things out as well. K-State did lead at halftime in this ball game by one, and then they built that lead in the third quarter, and KU rallied it back. Like I said right there, Ayoko Lee finished the night. She has now 12 double-doubles this year, and tallied one more up for the career numbers here. 41st in her career now. 25 points in this game, Lee. 15 rebounds there. And then 23 more points. Well, actually, she had 23 points the other night in the midweek matchup against KU. Lee has surpassed the 400 point mark for the season. She is the sixth player and just the second center in K-State history, K-State Nation, to score 400 or more points in three or more consecutive seasons. And Lee's 15 rebounds were a season high by a K-State Wildcat Lady women's basketball player, and marked the sixth time in her career in which she hauled in 15 or more rebounds there as well. And also, it's nice, right, when you get some help from your usual stars, like they did not get from the other night in this one. KU got help And they really, KU had four of their five starters in double digits there. K-State had three of the five in double digits in this game right there. That includes Ayoka. And then Serena Sundell added 15, 7 assists, 3 rebounds for her, 4-9 shooting from the field. Jalen Glenn, 10 points, a 4-10 shooting, 2-5 from the three-point line as well. Laura Mackey got some big minutes in this ball game. 25 minutes, she scored 9 big points off the bench. Got some big minutes off the bench there. Emily Ebert did start, but didn't play very much. And it is probably because, and I would probably read, I could probably read in between the lines there that she probably wasn't feeling good and missed the two games prior. Well, I want to say she missed the Texas Tech game for sure. I know that, but I think she did play. I thought she played Iowa State game. I'm not sure about all that, but you know, as I reset my door there. So that's huge on that part there. K-State finally getting things done there on that front. But yeah, this is big then for them to get themselves back on the right track going to this weekend's matchup, and a stellar turnout for a women's rivalry game. Obviously, when KU comes, it's calling the town. You're going to get a good crowd, usually on the men's side, but the women's side, the picture there that I saw on Twitter there yesterday from Jeff Mitty there, a pretty good turnout yesterday, and that's kudos to you guys, K-State Nation, for doing that as well. So this K-State team is pretty good. They bounced back from a disappointing loss in Lubbock, and they held off a much-improved KU team, like I've been saying over the last few days on this podcast. But yeah, kudos to our girls. We got it done. 69-61, and hey, we got an opportunity to get another ranked opponent at home over the weekend. This weekend against 14th ranked OU, which sits tied with Iowa State right now, 5-1 in the conference. Both of those teams are 16-2. Next in line is K-State, 14-4, 4-2 right now. So huge, huge chance there to pull in within to take over the second place position in the Big 12 conference if you're talking about the ladies' side. So K-State women, Jeff Mini get a big win, holding off a late rally by Kansas Wednesday night, 69-61. Ayoka Lee continuing to put in the numbers this year as usual for the women's team. And of course, yeah, we're entering the weekend, the men coming off the upset win in Austin against Texas. Yep, they welcome in KU tomorrow. So that's going to be good right there. Stay tuned. We're going to be bouncing off of basketball. And I believe there's, if I am mistaken here, track's in action this weekend as well. I believe, yep, track and field is in action this weekend for a multi-meet this weekend. That's going to be big for them. Volleyball news on that front as well, looking towards for them 2022 as well here. And then tennis will begin their march here in 2022. They're going to be taking on Missouri State for their spring opener coming up in a few weeks. Not right now, though, because it's cold as you know what right now, at least as I'm recording this podcast. But definitely a lot of action going on outside of basketball as well. I will break it down as we enter into the January, another January weekend, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.